A hang-up over medical coding nearly killed Governor Bill Haslam's signature legislation for the year. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the finer points of a bill to heavily restrict opioid prescribing came down to the final hours of the legislative session.
It was mostly just physicians and pharmacists in the General Assembly debating at the end because they're the only ones who really understand the importance of an ICD-10 code. The bill, in its final form, requires doctors to provide the diagnosis code on any opioid prescription over 3 days. It adds a layer of accountability and helps the state collect data. But Senator Mark Green of Clarksville imagines the headache for emergency physicians like himself sifting through nearly 70,000 possibilities while trying to get to a dying patient down the hall.
They got to come up with an ICD-10 code and maybe look it up on a computer real quick or yell one out hoping they've remembered they've got the right one.
Green and others in the state Senate tried to strip the clerical requirement, but the sponsor accused them of trying to sink the governor's entire proposal. Senator Shane Reeves of Murfreesboro, a pharmacist, acknowledged that the new paperwork will be a pain.
I'd rather do too much at this point in time, and let's see if we can't get this crisis under control. We can always back up in time.
Doctors would not have to provide the code for 3-day prescriptions, but still, Tennessee's new law is one of the most restrictive in the country. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.